Well, first off, I wish Mayor Brown all the best as the executive director, CEO of Western New York off OTB. He is going to still be working for the people, but in a different role. The county actually has one of the seats on the board of directors. So while he won't be a county employee, he'll be working for Erie County and the city of Buffalo and other counties, city of Rochester. So we wish him well. I hope he can make some substantive changes at OTB. It needs some work and so that we can ensure the greatest return for all the communities through the money that's generated by OTB. So certainly wish Mayor Brown well. Still be dealing with him on issues, but now as the head of OTB rather than the mayor of Buffalo. Chris Scanlon. I've known Chris Scanlon for a long time, we've already discussed a number of things. I sit on the Buffalo Fiscal Stability Authority as a member of the control board, and nobody on the control board wants to go hard. We know there's some financial difficulties facing the city of Buffalo. I believe Chris Scanlon, in his role as acting mayor, is ready to take action from what he's told me. He thinks he can find some ways of saving taxpayers' dollars by reducing expenses. He knows the next budget's not going to be an easy one. I've offered to him whatever assistance I can offer and just like pick my brain as an executive, especially if there are situations where he is the mayor and we have a crisis situation or a winter storm coming up. My team will be working with his team, whoever that may be, especially in preparation for the winter. So I think it'll be an interesting transition because he's not an elected mayor, but he's going to have the powers of the mayor. So I'm hoping for the best. And then, of course, next year, as I recently said, is going to be a barn burner. There's going to be quite a few people that are running for mayor. And people ask me, are you going to endorse anybody? I said, not now. We'll figure this out as time goes by. Now's the time to ensure that there's a smooth transition for the governance of the people of the city of Buffalo, of which I'm one. I live in the city of Buffalo.
What are your reflections on your time with the mayor? You spent many years together, you had some successes and you had some tragedies. And how do you, I guess, encapsulate that 18 years into what I'm asking?
Well, the mayor and I got elected in the same year, him to mayor, myself as comptroller. In 2005. He is the longest serving mayor. I have to commend the mayor for his actions after the terrible shooting in 2022, 514. He stepped up to the plate and helped lead our community through a very difficult time. The county was intimately involved. I was involved, but the mayor was the face of our community during that point. And I certainly have to commend him for that. His government, there's different levels of government. You don't always agree on things. But I think if you look at the city of Buffalo today, in Erie County today, compared to 2005, we're a better place. And I always look at it as when I leave office, I want people to say that the community that he took over is in much better shape today than when he inherited and the work that was done. And I think you can make that argument with regards to the city of Buffalo, even with the issues that it still faces, because every city is always facing issues. That never changes. But our community, I believe, is in better shape than when he took office, just like I believe our community was in better shape when Mayor Masiello left than when he took office. So you have to look at it in that regard, and he'll always be remembered for the actions and the leadership he showed following the tragic shooting on May 14th. You were next. Oh, you answered your question? Okay, go ahead.
What's your assessment of the city's current financial situation?
City's got financial difficulties. There is no doubt about that. They're going to be able to get through this year because of the final year of American Rescue Plan funding. The next budget's going to be a tough one. I know the members of the control board are questioning a lot of the revenue sources. It's just not being realistic. And I believe that Councilmember Scanlon, the council president, understands that. But it's not going to be easy. I think there's going to be, and I'm not necessarily advocating for it, but I think it's just a reality that there's going to be probably another property tax rate increase in the city of Buffalo, as well as some cuts. The question is, does it impact services? But even if it's a $25 million deficit, that's a fairly large deficit. And you can't, and there's some things that are in the mayor's plan right now which don't think are going to happen. So that means that it may not be a $25 million deficit, it may be a $40 million deficit. Thankfully, the council president, soon to be acting mayor, will have time to address it because the city budget is months away. The state budget, of course, takes effect on April 1st. The city budget doesn't take effect until, I believe, June. So whereas the county budget is January 1st, and we'll actually, I'm going to tell you something today just to finish up, and you'll have semi-exclusive because you're all getting it, so I guess it's not a full exclusive, but the council president will have some time to implement his proposal for the next budget. And I think that's a good thing, because if his budget was due in a month, that would be a little concerning. But consider we're talking 9 months away, that's a good thing. So, the city's got some financial issues to deal with. And the council president has pledged he's going to address them, and that's all we can ask for and hope for the best.
Is there any, help coming from the state, federal, any kind of outside source that they can try to
I don't see any additional assistance coming from the federal government. The American Rescue Plan funds have to be all, they have to be set at what they're going to do by the end of the year, and they have to be spent by the end of 2026. That money is still there to a point, but there's no new money coming. And I do not believe the state is going to drop tens of millions of dollars to help the city of Buffalo, because if they do that, then what about all the other communities? City of Rochester, City of Albany, City of Syracuse. So I just don't see that happening, and I have talked to the governor about that, and that does not appear to be in her budget plans.
I want to ask you quickly, go back to your point about OTV. Obviously, we know it doesn't have the best of reputation, and you said you hope that Brown makes some changes, especially in terms of revenue as well. So what do you hope to see when he does take over?
Well, more openness. Right now, it's been a pretty closed shop, and getting information even as a representative member in the county has been very difficult. There has to be more openness so that people better understand where the dollars are going. I mean, OTB is not a taxing authority. It's not like a traditional government, but it is a public authority. It is owned by the people of the communities that make up OTB, which are the counties and the two major cities of Buffalo and Rochester. So it's owned by the people. And as such, it needs to be more open where the money's going. The salary structures. We now know the salary structure of what will be Mayor Brown's salary, but what about the other individuals? What kind of contracts do they have? Things like that. And so I'm hopeful. And also, it's something to be said about going in there and just showing that here's what's happening. Because sometimes people think where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, there, as we know, with fire alarms that go off in the building, sometimes the alarm go off, but there's no smoke and there's no fire. So you need to actually have that openness, that sunshine, so that people have a better understanding of what's going on.
Authorities in general don't have a great track record.
Authorities don't. Their track record for openness is not great. But this is one that is owned by the people. And now with having a mayor who understands what it's like to having to deal with the media, to have to deal with the public, I think it'll be better.
Mark, any quick thoughts about, I know this was last week, but any quick thoughts about the sale of the Bills bonds for the new stadium?
The sale of the Bills bonds, I think, went about as well as we kind of were expecting. There was a lot of negative comments about it. I don't think people truly understand what they were. I think they thought, oh, they're asking us for more money that they don't have. These are bonds that we sell. We sell bonds annually for major projects, our road projects, our building projects. So it was not strange to be selling bonds for a portion of the county's stadium costs. I think some people didn't understand it. And they also didn't understand what bond sales. Every bond sale, whether it's for a building, a road, they're in $5,000 increments, which immediately is going to limit the amount of sales because not everybody can afford $5,000 in an increment. But they sold more than $2 million to the general public. There's more than 100 people who thought that it was a good thing to do and invested their money in it. And they're going to make money on it. So if they invested $5,000, they're going to get more than $5,000 back because they get their principal and the interest. So the bond sale went fine. They had more than $200 million in total orders from all the institutional investors, as well as a little more than $2 million from the public. It was something different, and I commend the comptroller for trying it.
How is the stadium project going?
Stadium project is on time. This great weather has really helped. I think they're about 55-60% of all the structural steel is being installed. And the one section, not the whole way around, they've basically topped off. Not completely topped off, but you get an idea of how high the stadium's going to be, how tall, as well as I've been told they're going to start putting on in the next month or so the coverings, because when they get to the top, they also have to extend it out for that partial covering. So it's on time. They're working hard to try to keep it on budget. It certainly isn't on the original $1.4 billion budget. But just to remind everybody, if it goes over, the people don't pay another cent. Solely paid for by Mr. and Mrs. Pegula. And finally, very soon we'll be delivering to the legislature and the Erie County Comptroller the 2025 projections for our revenues and expenditures for our budget. Our budget is going to actually be released on October 15th, but we have to provide today the revenue projections. And I can definitively say there will be another property tax rate decrease in the 2025 budget. It will be the lowest property tax rate since Erie County started keeping these records, which is in the 1800s. The property tax will be a little over $3.20 per thousand, which is the lowest property tax rate for any county in Western New York, and one of the lowest property tax rates for any county in New York State. It's another confirmation of our work, which is to try to keep taxes down to provide the best services possible. And I think our good work was recognized when just about a week and a half ago, Fitch Ratings, an independent rating agency, upgraded the county's ratings to AA with a positive outlook. There's basically three outlooks: positive, stable, or negative. And the positive means things are going in the right direction and we theoretically could get another upgrade in the near future. But I am proud to say that in the revenue projections we have, it's going to be a tight budget. I'm not going to have a whole lot of new initiatives in there, but we were able, as a result of the new builds that are going on in our community, as well as assessment growth, to reduce the tax rate for all county residents and businesses, which means if your assessment stays the same as last year, you will be paying less in taxes to Erie County than you did the year before, and certainly less than the year before, because the rate was higher then. And I'm just proud that we've been able to continue as stewards of the county's finances to manage our finances in such a way that we could reduce the property tax rate.
What is the rate right now?
339? Yeah, 330.
It's going to 320.
We're still deciding if it's, we have to finalize everything. It's 320 or 322, somewhere around there. So it'll be either 320, 321, or 322. But we just have to finalize it. But it will drop approximately a little less than 20 cents per thousand.
If your rate's going down and your assessment's going up, you're kind of fighting it, right?
Well, it depends. Anytime there's a reassessment, the general rule is one-third stays the same, one-third goes up, one-third goes down in the assessment. Usually don't see assessments change on an annual basis. They generally change on a 10-year basis, or at best, sometimes 5-year basis. Some haven't done reassessments in a long time. So what we are proud of is, though, that we're able to reduce it. So if your assessment's the same as it was last year, your property tax bill to Erie County will be less.